Final interview commences right now. My wonderful guest for this interview is LaVon Brooks from formerly High Sierra Industries.
That's
now
right.
iCelerate. And you're talking about the Extreme Ability Challenge. How
yes.
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Explain the Extreme Ability Challenge for those who might not know.
Well, it is our annual event. It's our fundraiser and friendraiser and mostly funraiser.
Right.
It's basically teams of eight people take on a course of activities that are designed to represent the kind of work that people do that work with disabilities in our organization and basically throughout the community. So, for example, there's a challenge that includes sign language. There are some challenges where you have to do some assembly work, and then we give you a simulated disability that represents something that would be what if you didn't have use of both of your hands? And that's not unusual for any of us, for
right.
example. It doesn't have to be intellectual disability or so on. It could be a physical disability. You may have had a stroke and not have the use of one of your hands. How do you work? And then there's two pieces in the course that are in a wheelchair. So you have
okay.
to go, you have to open a door, go through a door, and then wheel to the finish line. And it's there's a baton, so it's like a relay race.
Okay. And where is it going to take place? It's going to take place at your actual physical location,
that
right?
is correct.
Your headquarters,
our
so to speak.
New facility, which basically has a new facade and a new addition that we put on and opened
awesome.
In April, is 555 Reactor Way. It's near Rock and Mill Street in that vicinity of our city, and it's a blast.
Oh, very cool. And when is this going to take place?
It is September 8th.
Okay.
The doors open at 10. It's an open house. People come. And there's a schedule for the teams that race. Right now, we're at about 25 teams.
Okay.
Our goal is to get 30 teams.
Oh, okay, so you're still accepting?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, right up until you started, or is there
well,
a deadline?
Well, we certainly have had those days where people are like, we want to do it.
It's again,
like,
it sounds
okay.
like Reno. Everything's last
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, exactly. So if a team comes with their folks and $1,000 is a donation, which, by the way, includes 16 tickets to the event, which we have kids' games and a whole area that's designed just for little kiddos. And then we have a wonderful lunch that's provided to us by Scolari's and also BJ's Barbecue.
Oh, wonderful.
He takes all of our tri-tip and marinates it and tumbles it and talks to it, I think, and said, ooh, you're going to be
it.
So good and juicy on that day. And just prepares a wonderful meal for everyone to enjoy as well. So it's a really nice lunch. All of the teams get our signature t-shirt, which is very unusual. It's a tie-dyed shirt that was designed and specifically for our event, and we're happy to see that around town, and people wear it proudly
right.
because it is it's a cool shirt, especially now during Burning Man. It's really kind of cool.
I know,
cool.
very in. Yeah,
yeah.
Your tie-dye is going to be huge for a couple months.
If nothing else, come get your t-shirt.
Yeah, very cool. So people can definitely, I mean, they can just be spectators, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's $25. If you're not on a team, the donation for the event is $25. As you know, I think we talked the last time you and I spoke, 100% of what we are able to get in donations from our community, whether it's the $25 tickets or the $1,000 per team or larger donations from some of our generous foundations in the community, go 100% to our programs.
Wonderful. And why don't you explain some of those programs, if you will? Because you say you deal with all manner of disabilities.
We do. Primarily, we've focused in our history on intellectual disability. We're actually finding that a lot of our programs, particularly our employments, our programs that focus on skill development to increase employability and or to move someone along to be able to lead a more independent life, for example, really have application to anybody who may be struggling in those areas of skill development. And so we're actually doing some work with looking at the behavioral health side of the house, working with a couple of agencies in a pilot program
okay.
To apply what we teach and how we teach it. And also we are teaching people that support people. We've got a really amazing talent pool of professionals, board certified behavioral analysts, and very educated teachers in the what we call learning science. So we've got some really great curriculums that really apply to people who teach people with disabilities, right, and helping them to understand how better to do that.
Wonderful. Well, that's definitely a wonderful endeavor, and people can support it by going to the Extreme Ability Challenge, or can they even donate directly to you if they can't
yes,
make it to the event?
Absolutely. HSIReno.org or HSIReno.com. iCelerate, which is I-C-E-L-E-R-A-N-E, and the number 8, which is a little bit .net. But basically, if you go to our old website, you'll get to iCelerate.
Be redirected.
Yes, exactly.
You'll be able to give generously.
For a minute, because we you know, as a nonprofit, we don't have a lot of money to like do flip a switch of our name change. And
right,
so it's
and I know it can be a process to get it in people's
exactly,
heads.
Exactly. So it's a gradual sort of a sort of a phase in as we can afford to change collateral material and things like that from our previous name to our new name.
All right. Very cool. Well, people, go to the event. It's going to be so much fun, and it's going to be money is going to go to a wonderful cause. I want to thank you for the work that you do, LaVon Brooks.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for having me.